We welcome back Chris Gorham and Rob Butler now from BBC Radio Norfolk Sport to summarise Norwich City's first month in the Championship.
So welcome to a new season of our Norwich City Chats. I'm Chris Gorham. With me is Rob Butler from BBC Radio Norfolk. And Rob, we're about a month into the season. When Norwich play Birmingham on Saturday, that will mark the first month of the season. As we speak, Norwich are unbeaten. Give them a mark out of 10 for their start in the Championship.
Six and a half out of 10.
Oh, he's a hard man.
There's always room for improvement.
But they're unbeaten.
Yes, they are, but I was a bit disappointed with the performance at Ipswich. That's a big game. It's one that we all wanted to win, of course. It's one that we didn't want to lose, which we didn't, so that's some silver lining. But I think we gave Ipswich a bit too much respect. I think their fans were delighted. They were in front of us. We were lucky enough to be in the press box. I say lucky enough, you're surrounded by Ipswich fans, but they were delighted with the draw at the end. I think most of our fans were too. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, to me, that felt like a massive missed opportunity for Ipswich. I think it, and this sounds really arrogant, and I don't mean it to, but it shows how much of a gap there is now between the two clubs, in that their supporters were delighted with their team's performance. I saw comments afterwards from their fans saying, oh, if we play like that all season, and we'll be top six. And the thing is, they didn't beat a Norwich side that didn't really play as well as it can. And I think that shows how much. But by the same token, you know, Norwich have been in the Premier League for four out of the last 6 years. Ipswich have now been in the Championship for 15 years in a row. And again, even if I wasn't a Norwich fan, we should be better than them because of that. We should be. And at the moment, we are. And that's just fact. But I'm not going to be nasty to Ipswich because we always get a really nice welcome when we go to Ipswich. The people there,
they're lovely.
You'd love
that they're not Norwich, of course.
No, of course. But you'd love to come on here and say, oh, Ipswich, we don't like them.
No, they're nice.
When we go there, we turn up and we say, we're from BBC Radio Norfolk on Derby Day, they're always really
nice
to us.
They are. And I've been there many times when I was working in the TV side of things with Darren Eady, and you'd think they'd hate him. They're all right. A little bit of a joke, a little bit of a laugh with him, but they're always nice. And that's even the fans.
Yeah.
Let's rise above it and say Ipswich Town, not our favourite club. Yeah, it's nice to have a little rivalry with them, but it's always nice to go there, and it's not too far as well, is it? So that's good.
Well, we were home in time for dinner on Sunday. But I think for me, Rob, it's all relative how you view a football team, isn't it? And I was worried about Norwich coming into this season. I thought they ended last season pretty tamely, haven't really done the transfer business in the summer we were expecting. And when teams come down, you often get that hangover and they start badly and they get worse before they get better. I was really worried that was going to happen to Norwich, but they haven't lost then any of the games as we speak now, so I'm pleasantly surprised and pleased with what I've seen in terms of the application, the effort, the fact they've come to terms with being in the Championship.
But also, as we speak now, and this may change hopefully very soon, it certainly will have to by next Wednesday, as we sit here, the end of August. We haven't signed one, two strikers. The manager tells me and you and Phil and anyone who does the interviews every week, it's desperate that they get a striker in, at least one, maybe two. And I can't believe Norwich City has sat there yet again this summer, and we're still being linked with, now I saw this morning, Charlie Austin. Apparently we've inquired about a season-long loan for him, you know. And you just think, it may, for fans, of which we are, you know, it just sounds to us as if they're kind of going, right, let's get the book out, who else can we go for? I'm sure that's not the case, but after the debacle with the defenders last season, which did cost us, and we got Tim Closer in the end, of course, and he turned out to be a really good acquisition, I'm really worried about this striker situation. But Kyle Lafferty, we might see him more on Saturday as we stand here. He might play against Birmingham, against his club he was on loan at. You know, he might replace Cameron Jones. You never know what he did. He certainly did enough the other night.
He scored a good goal, didn't he, in the 6-1 in the cup against Coventry. Although I must say, I think a little sideways competition we can have alongside watching Norwich City this season is most hapless opposition, because Blackburn on the opening day of the season were dreadful. That was when you're looking for a game on the first day of the season, you and I think of Blackburn as their Premier League heyday, and I thought, what's a tough place to go on the first day of the season.
As well,
they were awful.
They're terrible.
It was the perfect.
It
was the perfect opening day of the season fixture.
It was. But I think Coventry, give them the excuse of youth. They're a young side, that, you know, and we'll let them off, and they have had real problems there with money. I think Blackburn, you know, they were just dreadful. I think they're winning the bet so far, the worst team.
Do you think
played.
So?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe that's a little on-running feature we could have. And let's hope at no point we're saying that it's Norwich City are the most hapless team that we've seen. But, we'll be with you all through this season, all being well, talking about Norwich City. So far, so good. I think to sum up, Rob, you're saying that improvement is needed, new strikers are needed. But they even with all the worries we've got, they still haven't lost a game. So that suggests to me a team that could really push on from this base they've given themselves.
We've got a good manager. We've got a good board who know what they're doing. I mean, I hope, because they've been doing it a long time now. We're financially solvent. I just think it's time that you just need to just push a little boat out and say, look, we need to get that £10 million striker in. There are people out there. It's not a total lost cause. And we just need to do that. And we need to do it soon, because it would be negligent if Norwich don't get at least one striker in before the end of the season, because it's an ideal opportunity to go up. We can finish above Villa. We can finish above Newcastle. It's well within our grasp. It just needs to be grabbed, that opportunity.
Push a little boat out.
Well, I don't know. I'm not talking...
Steve Redgrave.
A Norfolk wherry. Push a Norfolk wherry out.